Our 10-minute speaker is Zephyr G from San Diego.
All right, I'm Zephyr, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is February 26, 2012, and my home group is Old Town Speakers on Sunday night. Another really big meeting like this, and I work the steps. I have a sponsor, sponsor women, all that good stuff. And I love Alcoholics Anonymous. So I hope that comes across in the next 10 minutes, because people who loved Alcoholics Anonymous were the reason why I stayed here, worked the steps, and had any type of hope in my life. So I drank alcoholically from the very beginning. I grew up in a pretty abusive home growing up. My dad had taken his own life as a result of alcoholism. And so I grew up knowing that I had, like, the gene. I was told very frequently that that I was, you know, most likely going to be an alcoholic like him. And I grew up knowing that, but that didn't stop me. I felt full of fear. I felt terrified about life, my whole life, up until, you know, I started to drink. And I just hated how I felt all the time. Very, very full of fear. So when I first had my first drink, I was 16, and I immediately started taking shots. Probably had about 10 shots that first night. And I blacked out, I passed out, all that stuff. And I don't even actually know why I started taking shots, because I'd never even seen anybody really do that before. It just seemed more efficient, you know? And I liked it. And I liked the effect produced by alcohol. And so I wanted more. And so I just started drinking from the bottle. And that's basically, so I guess, you know, if I crossed an invisible line, that was when it was, because from that point forward, I always drank alcoholically. Like, I never saw the point in drinking socially, because I was drinking to check out. You know, I was very clear from the very beginning that I was trying to numb out my feelings. I was a very, very angry person at that time of my life, for a number of reasons that were all over my fourth step that I'm not going to go into detail here. I was very, very angry. And so I drank to numb out and to check out. And I was on a mission, and I didn't really care that I was, like, I was pretty clear that I was, that I definitely had, like, an alcoholism, whatever, predisposition, whatever you want to call it. I kind of knew early on that I had that, and I just didn't care. So that was how I drank. And then I drank like that. I ended up, when I was 28 years sober, I was able to, when I was 28 years old, I was able to get sober. But my previous year, before I got sober, you know, I was drinking every day. I was physically very sick, emotionally very sick, very suicidal. I was very hopeless. I wanted to die. I had created so much wreckage in my life that I was alone. I didn't have anybody left. And that's what it took for me to get to a place of, like, desperation, where I was willing to do anything it took to stay sober. I had had a lot of consequences, but for me, the consequences were never enough to, I got so much relief from drinking that the consequences didn't really matter, if that makes sense, until a point where I was absolutely broken and I was, like, ready to take my own life. So I was kind of somebody who frequented, like, I know there's people in AA that are, like, in the, you know, jails. There's other people that are in psych wards, other people that are treatment centers. I was, like, the psych ward person. So I really, I was very, very mentally ill, like, lots of different diagnoses and all that good stuff. So I was just hopeless. Like, I'd gone to a point where the doctors were like, there's nothing more we can do for you. And I really related to Happy Birthday. I really related to this gentleman when he said that, you know, the 12 steps were the last, that was my last option, and it was the first one that actually worked. I came in and I didn't believe the steps were going to work for me. I remember I had a sponsor, and I was like, this isn't going to work. Like, I've tried everything. You know, I've tried everything to get sober. I've tried everything to get help. I believed I was too sick for the 12 steps, And I just thought there was something like really wrong with me. Like I was just a bad person, like shady. I was just not a good, like something was wrong with my soul. I really believed that. And I didn't think the 12 steps would work for someone like that. I still did them because I didn't have anything else going. I just didn't have any other, it was my only hope, you know? And she said, just work the 12 steps and see what happens. And so I just kind of turned my life, my will over to the care of my sponsor and Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't believe in God at the time, but this was it. This was all I had left. So I did that. And within a few months, I started, you know, seeing like little bits of glimmers of hope. And my experience with my fourth and fifth step I did not have the experience that some people do, where they do a fifth step and they feel like the weight of the world has lifted and they just feel so good. Like I felt terrible about myself because I had like shared all this. Like I mean, I was a very angry person, and so I therefore created a lot of damage in a lot of people's lives. I was like the tornado ripping through people's lives, like it talks about in the book. So I had to look at all that, and it was really painful to be like, wow, I was a shitty person. And it was really the first time that I was really honest with myself, that I was really actually like deeply selfish and self-centered to my core. And my sponsor said, you know, you don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to be this person anymore. And I'm like, yeah, but how? Like, how am I supposed to not do those things anymore? Like, that was the part that always baffled me. She's like, that's God, you know, God can allow you through the 12 steps to have like a, literally like a rearrangement in your mind, in your soul, your body, to the point where you, you're not actually motivated to act that way anymore. I was like, okay. So I had hope at that point, some semblance of hope. Got to the ninth step, and that was when I actually really started to experience the magic of Alcoholics Anonymous. I made some of those big amends and some of the smaller amends that I thought were smaller and turned out to be a lot bigger. And I experienced substantial relief. And very quickly, I had a spiritual awakening after doing a lot of that. Like, so it was like I started doing the amends, and I started getting really excited for Alcoholics Anonymous because I started noticing like a significant change in how I was relating to other people, and I started to care about other people. And that was I was just like, I couldn't believe it because I had never cared about anybody before. I never cared about anybody other than myself. And to actually like feel feelings for other members of Alcoholics Anonymous and new people was like the most incredible feeling. And I knew that there was like some power that had allowed that to happen because I knew I wasn't capable of like doing that on my own. And so I got really excited for Alcoholics Anonymous, and I became one of those really crazy people, which I kind of still am. I was like, oh my God, this works. Oh my God, you have to do it. Ah, it's so amazing. And I was like running around and trying to sponsor all these people. And I got a little crazy, for like 2 years. And then I kind of started to like calm down a little bit. And I was also super rigid. You have to do it this one way or else it's not going to work. So, you know, that's just how it was. And it's, you know, and that's fine. Like that was what happened during that time of my sobriety. And, since then I've gotten really into my 11th step, do a lot of like prayer and meditation. I know I mentioned that I didn't believe in God early on. Through this experience, I came to believe very deeply in a power that not only restored me to sanity, but like brought like some incredible joy into my life. And I just started feeling happy for no reason and gratitude for no reason. And I'd never been that kind of a person before. I got really excited for Alcoholics Anonymous. I still feel that way. It's, you know, 6 years now, and, like, it's just gotten better and better. Like, there's been difficult times, but, like, no matter what has happened on the external, like, the outside stuff in my life, I'm able to have, like, a peace and, like, a contentment and, like, serenity. And I'm not angry. Like, I'm not angry. And I care about people, like, really deeply. I really care about people. I have some really amazing friends in the program and relationships. I'm a good employee. Like, I show up to work. I do a good job. Like, go to the grocery store. I don't know. Just, like, really, some of these, like, basic things that I could not do before, I just get really excited about. Like, oh, my God, I actually came to work on time or early. I don't know. It's just, It still baffles my mind because I was, like, incapable of showing up earlier than, like, 45 minutes late. Like, I just didn't know how to do that, you know? So I'm super, super, super grateful for Alcoholics Anonymous. Completely saved my life and changed my life. And I feel like I've been able to experience the relief I was always looking for in alcohol from Alcoholics Anonymous times, like, a million, you know? So there's definitely hope here. And thank you for letting me share.